Adam Maguire is here with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Bank of Ireland has reported a €1.1 billion profit for the first half of the year. That's up 5% on the same period of last year. It's also upgraded its outlook for the full year, saying it expects net interest income of around €3.55 billion at the higher end of the guidance it issued in April. Myles O'Grady is CEO of Bank of Ireland. He joins us on the line now. Myles, where is that extra profit coming from?
Adam, good morning. And yes, we had an excellent performance in the first half of the year. As you say, reporting profits up €1.1 billion, that's 5%. We're halfway through our three-year strategy. That strategy is delivering well. And to your question, we're meeting, or indeed beating, all of our targets that we set out. As an example, our loan book grew 4% in Ireland. That's €1 billion up. That includes, for example, helping people with home ownership, helping 6,000 individuals and families find homes. Also part of the performance has been a very strong growth in our customer wealth assets. They're up 21%. And of course, that's helping our customers with their future financial security and well-being. So it's across the spectrum. It's net interest income. It's growing the loan book. It is business income. And also maintaining tight control over costs as well. Also very pleased to announce an interim distribution of €352 million, which offers confidence on our overall performance.
One of the ways that your balance sheet would have benefited in the past 6 weeks or so is a bigger gap between the market interest rate that you're being charged when you're going looking for money and what you're charging your customers in terms of their interest rate. How lucrative has that been?
Well, so we're careful and thoughtful as to how we apply the rate environment, and as your listeners will know, ECB rates went up steeply over a 15-month period. That's by 4.5%. As we've thought about that, for example, for our fixed-rate mortgage customers, we passed on 1.75%, and for current account customers, we offered up to 3%. So it's always going to be a balance between the rate environment as to how we apply it to our mortgages, but also how we apply it to our deposit customers as well. But certainly the interest rate environment has been supportive of our performance.
When the ECB announced its interest rate cut at the start of last month, you said that you always keep these things under review. We're 6 weeks or 7 weeks on now from that cut. Is it fair to say you're not going to pass it on now to variable customers?
No, again, Adam, I won't offer pricing guidance on the call today, but again, the point I would make is we adopted a very balanced approach when rates were going up steeply. That was all to ensure we didn't push customers into affordability issues. That's worked well, and also, of course, important that we reward our valuable deposit customers also. And so this is an item clearly we'll keep under review. And in the same way we applied a balanced approach on the way up, we'll take a balanced approach on the way down.
The mortgage market is heating up, though. Credit unions are growing force, MoCo launching on the market as well. You might not have the luxury in the future of taking your time to pass on future rate cuts by the ECB.
Well, certainly. I mean, I referenced earlier that our Irish balance sheet grew by 4% in the first half of the year. A large part of that was our mortgage book, and that grew by 4%. So we know that our objective is to offer value in the marketplace, and that strategy is working well. Again, my point, we helped 6,000 customers find a home in the first half of this year. So we're very happy to compete in that marketplace.
You had some problems on your app and your online banking service last month. There were issues back in April, and it's almost a year now since that major disruption that led to queues at ATMs around the country. You've invested more than €1.4 billion in IT. Why can you not fix this problem?
Well, our online services, Adam, are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And our objective is to maintain that 100% service all of the time. Now, we'll always regret when we fall short of this target. And when we do have an issue, our objective is to respond really quickly and ensure services are returned. And, of course, to your point about investment, we continue to invest. We will invest €2 billion over the next 4 years. That includes IT resilience, protecting customers from fraud, cyber protection, and also accelerating our digital capability. It's an absolute priority for us.
Myles O'Grady, CEO of Bank of Ireland, thank you very much for that.